You're listening to the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Friday, the 10th of April. I'm Susanna Streeter. Time now for a look at the financial markets, and in the United States, it was a very buoyant day on Wall Street. I asked Chris Lowe from FTN Financial just what was moving the markets.
The big thing was General Electric's announcement, the surprise announcement. They're spinning off their financial markets arm, GE Capital, which, if it were a bank, would be the second biggest bank in the U.S. GE itself was up 11% today, a tremendous move. Obviously, investors thrilled with the news, and the reason is that the Federal Reserve and other financial markets regulators are cracking down on what they call the shadow banks, the non-bank financial companies. GE is one of them. They would have been subject to onerous regulation if they had not spun off this unit. So it basically gives GE the freedom to operate the way it always has, and shareholders really like that idea.
Because these financial arms used to be a real cash cow for groups like General Electric in the past, didn't they? But the financial crisis has put an end to that.
Well, that's right. You know, it's one of those sort of odd things that when you have a crisis and everyone's saying something must be done about it, the regulators tend to do what's easy and not necessarily what's right. We just recently heard from Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer, who said, you know, we've put tremendous regulatory burden on commercial banks, but now that we look back at the crisis, we found that commercial banks really weren't responsible for any of it. There were just a few caught up in it toward the end. It was these shadow banks that were to blame. GE Capital was one of them. They had a mortgage division at the time that issued the kind of debt that was at the heart of the financial crisis. But, you know, for the most part, GE Capital allowed GE to do business because they were financing the industrial customers of the main company. Now they're going to have to find a way to finance that business separately. It is noteworthy, though, that they're going to keep their aircraft leasing business, which is very important to GE because they're one of the world's biggest manufacturers of aircraft engines.
And as far as its lending business is concerned, do you think there'll be a lot of buyers out there who are eager to get hold of it?
Even if there's not, I think it'll be just fine because they're plenty big enough to stand on their own. They're also very well capitalized. The other non-bank company spinoff, financial spinoff, of note was Ally Bank, which was originally GM's financing division. In contrast, Ally Bank was severely undercapitalized and really a financial basket case that had to be rescued by the government. GE Capital, on the other hand, is one of the stronger financial institutions, so I think they'll be just fine.
That was Chris Lowe from FTN Financial. So on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.6%, heading at 18,057. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.1% at 7,089, a record high. May, New York light crude oil was up 98 cents at $51.77 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.